It's 12:37. Let's check now on the weather. A strong, slow-moving low-pressure system over Missouri is continuing to lift northeast across the Midwest today and tonight, spreading showers and thunderstorms across Illinois. In addition, a blustery east wind will gust over 35 miles per hour at times. Some strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible from central Illinois south to the Gulf Coast this afternoon and evening. The low-pressure center will lift northeast of the area by tomorrow morning, but some wraparound showers will affect the area into tomorrow afternoon. A strong northwest wind on the backside of the low will push temperatures several degrees below average for the start of the weekend. High temperatures today will range from the upper 40s in Iowa to the upper 60s along the Ohio Valley. Lows tonight will range from the mid-30s in western Iowa to the upper 40s in southern Indiana. The forecast for East Central Illinois. First, let's take a look at the hazardous weather outlook from the Weather Service office at Lincoln. Thunderstorms will develop late this afternoon and evening in an advance of an area of low pressure trekking across northern Missouri. Some of the storms could become severe with large hail and damaging wind gusts. A few tornadoes will be possible as well. A wind advisory is in effect for East Central Illinois until 7 o'clock this evening. This afternoon, windy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. The high 62. The wind out of the east from 30 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely early, then showers and a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. The low tonight, 45. The wind from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour early. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 52. The temperature will hold steady or fall slowly tomorrow afternoon. Again, windy with a west wind from 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 38. The wind out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25 miles per hour early. The outlook for Sunday, a breather, mostly sunny, the high in the mid-60s. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the upper 40s to the low 60s. Conditions cloudy across the two states, with many locations reporting light rain. At Rockford, 46, O'Hare, 47, light rain at Bloomington, where it was 49 degrees at the top of the hour, light rain at Mattoon, 53. Carbondale, cloudy, 64. South Bend, 55. Lafayette, 56. Cloudy in both those locations. Light rain at Terre Haute, 54. Indianapolis, 61 degrees. Willard Airport reported light rain at the top of the hour. The temperature, 53. The dew point, 46. The relative humidity, 77%. The wind out of the east at 23 miles per hour with gusts to 32. And the barometric pressure, 29.66 and falling. At 12:40 Central Time, 53 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. An expanded recall of Ford's popular F-150 pickups now includes more than a million trucks because of potential problem with the vehicle's airbags. As Michigan Radio's Rena Miller reports, this is Ford's fourth recall in the past 3 months.
Ford told the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in February that it was recalling 144,000 F-150 pickup trucks from model year 2004 through 2006. The company said there was a possibility a wire could short-circuit and cause the airbags to deploy. But NHTSA asked Ford to expand the recall to include more than 1.2 million vehicles. It took some time, but this week Ford agreed. Spokesman Wes Sherwood says drivers would probably be warned of a problem with the airbags before anything happened.
We found that the airbag warning light would illuminate for an extended period of time, and that's each time you started up the vehicle before there was any risk of an airbag deployment.
Sherwood says there were some reports of injuries, most of them minor, such as burns or abrasions from deployed airbags, but no reported traffic accidents.
In most cases, the reported deployments occurred within the first few seconds of starting up the vehicle, when either the vehicle was parked or moving slowly.
Ford has issued 4 recalls in the past 3 months because of possible electrical shorts, fuel leaks, and faulty door handles. The F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Rena Miller in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine from Illinois Public Media. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Local public radio has a long history of public support. We do get money from businesses and foundations. Federal tax dollars also play a role in funding the basic programs you enjoy. But our single largest source of support is from people like you, the listeners. Individuals like you who make annual contributions provide the most consistent and dependable portion of the money we use every year to bring you a full range of programs. So as we're wrapping up our fund drive, please take a moment to call 217-244-9455. You'll help keep the long tradition of public radio healthy in the year to come. Heather Miller is with me in the studio this afternoon. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Celeste. I'm real pleased to report that we've heard from 3 listeners already in this brief little interlude we're having here of Pledge. And you can be the next one. And an added bonus is that your employer may be one of the many in the area that will match employee contributions to WILL. Some businesses will also match retiree or spouse gifts to WILL. The way to determine that is to visit your personnel office, and they will provide you with the matching form if that is what they do. You'll send that form to WILL, and we'll process it for us. So give us a call, 217-244-9455, or an online pledge at willpledge.org.
During membership drives like this, we remind you of the many reasons to support WILL with a pledge. The most important one, WILL broadcasts programs of value to anyone and everyone who wants to hear them. And the station has done exactly that since 1922. You, the listeners of WILL, have supported this mission since 1974. That's the tradition here at WILL. It's who we are. Your local public radio station. So do make that call, 217-244-9455, and give what you can.
A pledge of $60, we'd be happy to say thank you with the NPR 40th Anniversary hardcover book. This has been by far our most popular thank you gift this drive. It shares the story of NPR from its very little roots to now with everything in between. Give us a call, 217-244-9455.
And online at willpledge.org. Legislation being lauded as historic in the improvements supporters say it will make to Illinois' education system passed the Illinois Senate last night. It goes beyond basic ABCs and 1-2-3s. The changes are both fundamental and nuanced, revamping how teachers are evaluated, setting out what has to happen before unions can strike, and heightening what new school board members must do for training. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Illinois schoolchildren may not know the hard work that went into the months of negotiations, but Senator James Meeks of Chicago says they'll notice the effects.
When they're no longer stuck with a crummy teacher that they can't get rid of, well, they won't like you because they have a longer school day. And they won't like you because they have a longer school year. But when they go to take their ACT test and they graduate, they will like you for that.
Actually, only in Chicago would students potentially have a longer school day and year. But Meeks, a Democrat, touched on one of the most significant aspects of the package. It can take years to fire a tenured teacher in Illinois, even one accused of misconduct or who has gotten poor marks in the classroom. The package streamlines the process for dismissing an underperforming teacher. A teacher who is deemed incompetent by receiving 2 unsatisfactory evaluations within a 7-year period could have his or her license revoked. On the opposite side of the spectrum, teachers noticed for high performance are rewarded with accelerated tenure, or they may be able to keep their tenure status if they move to a new district. Republican Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine.
Our kids are going to have a better chance at having better teachers because we're going to be making sure with this bill that the better teachers stay and the lesser teachers go.
Even when it comes to layoffs. In Illinois, teachers who have been with the district the longest get to keep their jobs. It's the new teachers who are first let go when a district doesn't have the money to keep everyone on. This package says seniority is only a tie-breaking factor after a long list of other considerations, including their qualifications, certification, and performance evaluations. It'll be up to local school districts to decide exactly how a teacher will be evaluated, although it must include some measure of student growth.
Are there concerns among some of our more senior staff? Sure.
That's Ken Swanson, president of the Illinois Education Association, which represents 130,000 teachers outside of Chicago. There's a reason teachers with the most seniority get extra protection. Because they're paid the most, they're an easy target for a school district looking to save money. But this was a change the IEA, as well as Illinois' two other unions, the Illinois Federation of Teachers and the Chicago Teachers Union, agreed to. Unions also made other concessions, including a longer mediation process during contract talks. Education advocate Robin Staines with Advance Illinois says the goal is to lessen the chance of strikes, which keep kids out of school.
So it's done a series of things to say, look, that is such an unbelievably powerful bargaining chip and lever that we need to balance that a little bit.
And instead of being kept secret as they are now, the final contract offers would be made public.
The reforms in this bill put Illinois at the head of the class nationally. Any one of these changes alone would be significant. Together, this package is monumental.
That's Jessica Handy with the grassroots organization Stand for Children. Although previously a non-player in Illinois, it fast became one after giving hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations in the last election. That, coupled with the clampdown on bargaining rights in states like Wisconsin, may have made teachers' unions more open to giving concessions. By doing so, they may have staved off one of the more extreme demands to totally strip unions of their ability to strike. It all came together through negotiations led by Senator Kim Lightford, a Democrat from Maywood.
Giving that child who lives in a poor zip code the same opportunities as that child who lives in a wealthy zip code. That's what it's about.
It may have passed the Senate with no opposition, but now the measure goes to the House. Lightford repeatedly said she hopes representatives will leave the carefully negotiated package alone. Any change could upset its delicate balance. But House Republican Roger Eddy of Hudsonville, himself a superintendent, warns it may be tweaked in that chamber.
I would not presume that there wouldn't be input and questions by individuals who haven't been involved. To expect everyone to summarily agree with something they haven't read yet, that's not how this process works.
Passing the Senate.